This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said reduced GST rates will result in more savings for households and improved ease of doing business, extending his wishes to the countrymen in a letter on the first day of Navratri today. Mr. Modi said lower GST rates mean more savings for every household and greater ease for businesses. The Prime Minister said this from today. The next generation GST reforms have begun to make their presence felt, marking the start of a GST Bachat Utsav or GST Savings Festival across the country. Prime Minister Modi today launched infrastructure projects worth over 5,100 crore rupees for Arunachal Pradesh from Itanagar. Speaking on the occasion about the next generation GST reforms, the Prime Minister described the GST Bachat Utsav as a memorable milestone for households across the country.
Aur aaj se GST ko bhi humne sirf do slab tak simit kar diya hai. 5% aur 18%. Bahut sari cheeze ab tax free ho gayi hai. Baki saman par bhi tax bahut kam ho gaya hai. Koi scooter bike khareedna hai, बाहर खाना पीने के लिए जाना है, ये सब पहले से सस्ते हो गए हैं. ये जीएसटी बचत उत्सव आपके लिए बहुत यादगार बनने वाला है.
मिस्टर मोदी आल्सो इंटरैक्टेड विद ट्रेडर्स एंड एंटरप्रेन्योर्स इन ईटानगर. From Arunachal, Prime Minister Modi travelled to Tripura's Udaipur, where he inaugurated the developmental works of Mata Tripura Sundari Temple under Prasad scheme. The Prime Minister offered prayers at the temple on the first day of Navratri. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda interacted with traders in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Nadda said the new GST reforms will benefit people across the country. He urged shopkeepers to promote and sell Swadeshi products in their shops to make India self-reliant. Briefing media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the next generation GST reforms, which came into effect from today, will speed up the economic growth of the country. The government on the first day of Navratri today decided to provide 25 lakh additional LPG connections under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana during the current financial year. Extending greetings to women beneficiaries on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said this step will bring new joy among beneficiaries on the sacred festival and strengthen the resolve for women's empowerment. Talking to the media, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri informed that the government will spend more than 2,000 rupees on each connection of the 25 lakh new LPG connections. India and Morocco today signed an MOU on defence cooperation during the bilateral meeting between Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Morocco's Defence Minister Abdellatif Lodeyi in Rabat. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that both sides agreed on a comprehensive roadmap to boost collaboration in counter-terrorism, maritime security, cyber defense, peacekeeping, military medicine, training, and industry partnerships. The defense minister is on a two-day visit to the North African nation. Pakistani Air Force has conducted airstrike in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, killing 30 people, including women and children. The airstrike were conducted around 2 a.m. when the Pakistani fighter jets JF-17 dropped 8 LS-6 bombs on the Matre Dara village located in the Tira Valley, leading to massacre. Reports indicate that the scene is one of devastation, with bodies strewn across homes and streets. International human rights organizations have called an investigation into these allegations. Pakistani military and government is silent on this incident. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has reached Busan in South Korea today to be part of the 30th Busan International Film Festival. In a social media post, Dr. Murugan informed that he shared his views on India's creative economy, co-production collaboration and incentives with the Busan Film Commission at the roundtable discussion. India's infrastructure output, as measured by the Combined Index of 8 Core Industries, ICI, has increased by 6.3% in August this year compared to the same period last year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.